These were just things that were taken forward to council for approval. So the one was the annual department fire department grants that are done every year. So council approved a 2% increase. That was brought up at the last FESC meeting, and then it was taken to council. So that just shows that the resolution of council was passed there. And the code of conduct was, so where we are with that is there's a draft version that is written. I reviewed it with our HR, and they were happy with it. So I got to go over it with Alex next week. JC needs to have a quick read of it. And then we'll have a copy of it hopefully available for the next FESC meeting, because the hopes are to go to council in March, the two meetings in March, and then April 9th have it ready for the fire annual meeting at all fire services. So that's our hope. So it's a tight timeline, but I think we can get there. So we'll see how it goes from that.
All right, thank you. Any questions? Turn on. Yeah, the policy MODL 36 amendments, code of conduct.
That'll come back. So,
as I say, so.
Yeah, so what we did is we took that policy for registration and we added the code of conduct right in that. So it's all contained in one document.
Yes.
And then there'll be a confidential form that'll be filled out that'll be separate from that document, so you don't have to change it if you need to change the form like we did with the rest of the registration packages.
Right. Okay.
So that's how we're planning on rolling that out.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So we jumped down to five, LRFES report, and Dean, maybe you, but I was not at the last LRFES meeting. I do know from just looking at the information that the bylaws went there. And I think we're approved, and for LRFES, and which been ongoing for actually a long time, but the revisions have been made and a new bylaw in place, and starting to go forward, it'll be abiding by that new bylaw. So, and Chris, you were there.
That was pretty much the gist of the meeting.
Because the bylaws were a lot to go through, actually.
Yeah, they did that. That went fairly quickly. They went over some of the GOGs that the committee's going to be working on and have some. They had a meeting on a GOG prior to that meeting, so they're just trying to work through that, hopefully get some more committee members. They're hoping for that. And the training group just went over some of the training stuff that they're planning on for the upcoming year. So.
Right. Okay. Thank you. So new business, obviously 6.1 LRFES training, and
so I can touch a little bit. I was hoping
Emily was going to be here, but Bridgewater had a fire call, so that's where she's at.
Yeah.
So she put up a package together for training for the next year. So here's some of the things that they're looking at putting on. So there's a Firefighter One program that's starting now, and it's going to run until I think the end of May or June in that area somewhere, and then it'll stop. So they have two cohorts going now. There was enough interest from different departments in the area that they couldn't do them all at one, so they broke them into two groups. So they're going to have one on one weekend on a day and then one on the next weekend. So they'll divide the instructors up so that they'll have enough instructors to do those days of training. And then when it's a day with not a lot of practical stuff or heavy practical stuff, they're going to bring them all together in one group and do the training that way. So they're looking at scene safety officer, another one of the training they're doing, hazardous materials awareness, strategy and tactics, fire officer one course, and an instructor one course. So all of the instructors that are helping to do the training, they're all going to take an instructor one course to be able to hopefully get certified down the road. So there's nobody in the province that can certify right now. The school lost all of its abilities to do that. And with the new fire training advisory committee, they're trying to work through how that training is going to happen, how they're going to certify people, and where it's going to happen from. So everybody's kind of behind the eight ball trying to figure out training. So right now they're just trying to get who's doing what and where. Our county's going to continue to do training the way they've always done it in the last number of years with the Level 1 program, and then they're adding some other different training into it as they go along. So they did Emily put together a strategy and tactic course before Christmas, and she had a full course. I think it was 18 or so people in it. And that's really important for new officers or officers to take, because it gives them the strategy and tactics of how to look at a fire or whatever's going on and come up with how to handle it and what to do to mitigate it. So that's kind of what those courses are for. So that's really important training. So I think some of the training stuff that's been going on and the training committee that's met with Lunenburg Regional and myself and Alex to kind of put together what's going to happen in the next little while, that's kind of where we're at. So that's kind of where the training thing is right now. And there probably is going to, like Alex said at the last meeting, there's probably going to be an ask from council for some more funding for some of the training that's being taking place to try to get training up to snuff. So that's kind of where we're at with that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, section 6.2 of the fire tax payments, if for information only, attached is a page showing payouts to all the fire departments, the opening balance, fire tax payments, interim payment, insurance premium, insurance grant, balance owing on that, personnel insurance, fire tax, municipal grant, matching grant, all of those by department is attached. And again, that's for information purposes.
Yeah, it just kind of shows, we just call it the merge sheet, so it just kind of shows where all the information goes and where what all the amounts are in all the different line items.
No added items, no in camera, but we want to talk about the next meeting date. And normally it would be March.
Good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean that for
interrupting. No, I'm saying the next meeting date. It normally would be in March, and that date I'm not around, and I'm looking at asking the committee members to consider looking at doing it on the same, like on Thursday of the first Thursday of February, which would be February the 5th, and it's open for discussion. I can't be here. I'm going to be away.
I can't be here, but I've got flight to.
Okay. So I guess it's up to the committee, I guess, what they want to do with that.
Yeah, or leave it as it is in March.
I can do February.
Okay. All right, around this end then.
What's the date?
February 5th.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll set it then for February the 5th. And obviously we'll be looking, importantly, looking at the code of conduct information. And Chris has mentioned that it's got to go through the municipal solicitor. Yes.
Chris, do you think that the solicitor and Alex will be complete by that date? That's only given them 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty tight squeeze, I think. I was talking to JC a little bit about it today. He said he can't see it taking him long to have a look at it, but I know he's got a lot of other stuff on the go, too. So, but he said it would be a fairly fast read, just to see if anything pops out when he's reading it. So as long as there's nothing really major that he sees in that, I can't say 100% we can do it for then, but we can do our best unless you want to try to move it out a little bit further. Like I say, it's all written. I went over with Lynn in HR, and she didn't see anything that really jumped out at her. So now it's just really sitting down with Alex next week, and then I'll have to get a hold of JC and ask him how fast he thinks he can have a look at it.
So is it possible if he can have it ready for the 5th that then we would go back to a March date?
I mean, I can hold both in the calendar. So
yeah,
that might be a better way to do it.
And then we can update the committee.
On yeah,
yeah.
And maybe I could potentially join by phone.
Yeah, you know, if worse comes to worse, are you home the last Thursday? February?
Yeah, I'm home after the 14th, gone the 1st to the 14th, so.
There's meetings here. I've checked the weeks before, so there's meetings in
yeah,
on the Thursday and the Wednesday.
Think,
so.
Yeah, so. Yes.
May I go back to an earlier section and ask a question?
We are way ahead of time.
Okay, we were talking about the lack of certification ability currently in Nova Scotia. So if somebody wanted to get an NFPA certification of level one, is the province looking at bringing someone in from Gravenhurst or Slave Lake or someplace that would allow individuals to challenge the exam? And if so, should we be considering seeing if there are individuals in MODL that would like to challenge that exam? And if we had enough, the cost of flying an instructor in two nights hotel and a professional fee is not that much money. And the value that it would give to officers or firefighters in MODL would be terrific. So I throw that out there so you can discuss it among yourselves, because I don't see it as being a big cost. I've brought people into MODL years ago for that very purpose, for transportation of dangerous goods. So I think we should keep it in the back of our mind.
Okay. I can touch a little on that. The fire, they call it, I was just going to call it FTAC because it's easier than saying the whole thing. So that committee met once. They've reached out to the fire services for, since early December or later in December, they've reached out with several surveys on what do they have for equipment, what do they have for training props, what do they have for instructors, are they certified, do they have insurance coverages for the instructors. So they went with that barrage of questions, who's doing level one training in their areas now, and what are they using for materials to teach by. So in Lunenburg County or in MODL, where the committee that's training is using the ISTA manual, or the ISTA training, the 8th edition, which is the newest edition. So they're training to that standard. So they do an online section like they did with the fire school through that ISTA platform. And then they meet on these weekends and they do the practical skill exercises for that. At these FTAC meetings, they had discussions on the possibility of bringing in people to do certifications. The only problem is there's not a lot of places with live fire certification areas that they can do those kind of certifications at. So they're, like I say, they're behind the eight ball a little bit, but they're, it sounds like the new minister and emergency management are going to put some funds forward to try to get this rolling, try to get the training up to where it needs to be with the certification. But there's no real mechanism in place on how that's going to look. They're just still gathering information on who has what and what's out there. So there's a meeting this Saturday that's going to involve more of that, and then they're going to be reaching out, I think, to the fire chiefs and deputies again for a meeting to go over what the plan moving forward is going to look like. That's my understanding to date. Nothing, like I say, there's nothing really firmed up, but they're looking at those top things right now, like the training, level one training, driver training for class threes, and those are like some of the top things right now they're looking at on their list of things to do. They're nothing for sure, but they are definitely looking at that. They are definitely looking at it, and they want to come up with how they can make this happen and get things in place. And they're talking like within the 18-month window to try to get certifications and all those things back. I know the school's starting to teach again. They are doing some training courses now. I don't know if they have the certification level back yet. I don't think they do. So that's an ongoing thing. But it sounds like this new the new minister and her deputy that are in charge of fire services and emergency management and Department of Natural Resources now are looking at making some things happen. So we'll see what this Saturday's meeting is like, what they come up with, and then what they reach out to fire services for further information and what the next steps are. That's kind of all I have right now for you. But yes, it sounds like they are willing to bring in some of that expertise.
Okay. Not any other questions by anybody?
Kind of long and drawn out, but.
Well.
So it is handy being on that committee, I guess.
I would say. I guess we're ready to end this. It seems awful sudden.
Next one I'll make up for.
Yeah. Well, there is no other comments?
That's it.
Wow.
That's
good.
This is a fastest
21
ever.
21 minutes.
That's unbelievable.
Not even, you started late.
Yeah, 21 minutes. Anyway, looking for a motion to adjourn.
But that's okay. Get your